Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to the Gift of Spirit radio program. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and I am so happy to be with all of you today in this wonderful hour to talk about the gift of spirit. In the next hour, we are going to answer the questions, what is the gift of spirit? How do we experience this gift? What are spirit signs? How do we receive signs from spirit? What is the meaning behind these signs? We'll be hearing from callers who will be sharing their own stories of spirit signs within this hour. As a gifted spiritual medium, spiritual teacher, and grief minister, I've experienced the gift of spirit for many, many years. It started for me back in 1995 when I lost my best childhood friend, Heather, in a car accident. We had grown up together since we were 4 and 8 years old. This was a traumatic loss for me, and my very first experience was grief. I couldn't bear it. I asked for help from above, and upon that asking, my sweet childhood friend Heather started appearing to me in my dreams under this strong oak tree, giving me messages about her accident. In this experience, in my dream state, I saw her, heard her, and felt her love for me. She wasn't gone completely. She appeared to me off and on in my dream state within the year. And then the following year, I was walking into a grocery store with my boyfriend, now husband at the time, and I heard a voice say, "I need you to call my mom tonight and tell her that I wasn't alone in the car accident when I passed. A woman was with me and I wasn't alone. Please, please call her." This startled me, of course, as it happened in my wakeful state. My ear was ringing. I had chills immediately through my body. I felt her sense of urgency, and I did call her mom that night and tell her, "Heather has been coming to me in my dream state for a year, and she told me she wasn't alone when she passed. A woman was there holding her hand with her." Her mother's response, "I didn't believe them. I asked you and I didn't believe them." She then said, "I didn't believe the EMTs. They told me a woman pulled over her car and sat with Heather until she passed. I haven't been able to go on with my life knowing my daughter was alone when she passed." After I hung up with her mother, I knew that at this moment she had a sense of peace in her heart, with a sense of knowing she was going to go on with her life now. It wasn't until 2011 when I heard from Heather again, after experiencing a guided meditation for the first time. I had an unexpected opening to the heavenly spiritual realms, and I experienced fluid, heartfelt spirit communication with an unwavering feeling of oneness, wholeness, and immense unconditional love. This unveiling led me on a personal spiritual journey of healing and acceptance of who I am and my truth. So, it's a little bit about me, but let's talk about now the gift of spirit. What is the gift of spirit? Through history, going back hundreds, thousands of years, the gift of spirit has been called many things. It's been called being filled with the Holy Spirit, having holy experiences, experiencing spirituality, spiritual gifts, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, prophecy. In the Chinese culture, it's been called qi. It has many names in many cultures. In the Native American culture, spirit communication was so sacred that we were not allowed to speak of it. In my experiences, to experience heartfelt spirit communication, whether in your dream state, in meditation, or in the outside world, is to first go within to connect to the true nature of you, that which is love, your own spirit. It starts here. When you are connected to love, the higher love behind the veil, spirit can come through to you. They are in a higher place, so we must raise our vibration into love and peace in order to connect with our departed. We are all vessels here. We are these bridges, mediums. We all have access to our departed in heaven. So how do we access this place of connection? I'm going to give you three ways that you can do this. The first is to take a look at photos of you when you were a child, 3 to 4 years old, and feel the spirit of you at this age. Ask yourself, who was I then? What two qualities at this time most actually describe who you were at this age? Then feel this and know that this child is still within you. And this child is love. That's an example of getting into a loving place to connect. The second way is practice being still, being present in the now, mindfulness, meditation. Focus your breath for just 5 minutes and drop into your heart and be there. Start with 5 minutes, then gradually move up to 20 minutes a day. You will begin to feel the true nature of you, that which is love. And it's in this place where our loved ones can actually connect and come in. You can feel their love and their connection. A third way is finding out what makes your heart sing, giving back to yourself. Include in your life the things that make your heart sing, make you happy, joyous, peaceful. These things allow you to be in a higher vibration here, to feel love and be love. And know this, where there is great love, there are always miracles. It's love, it's a connection. So these are three ways that you can get into a place of love and into connection, to connect with your loved ones on the other side, to feel them or hear them or even see them as they can bring images into your mind. So take a look at the photos of you when you were a child, your happiest place. Practice being still and mindfulness and meditation. And also bring into your daily life what makes your heart sing. It could be something really, really, really fun that you love doing. Okay, so we're going to talk about today spirit signs. Spirit signs are signs given to us from our departed loved ones. We are the receivers of these signs. And we're going to take some callers right now at this time who are going to be sharing signs from their loved ones in heaven. These are real, tangible, physical signs given to us in the physical world from our loved ones on the other side. And when these tangible signs show up for us in our present life, in our days, it's an experience. It is heartwarming and it's healing. So let's see who's on the call at this time. Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Who do we have with us today?
Janine.
Janine. Is this Janine, Shannon's mom?
Yes, it is.
Janine, welcome. I'm so glad that you got through on the line.
Thank you. I actually know Janine.
I gave her a spiritual reading in the past year. So I will let you share, Janine, about Shannon, who brought you some signs. Is that right?
Sure. Yes, she did. Yes, she has. Shannon's my daughter. She was 13 when she passed away. It was just last October 16th of last year. And after she did, I was getting little signs, but I wasn't sure if I was trying to read into them because I was missing her so much. So I began to ask Shannon for, I mean, the word I would use is an undeniable, you know, physical sign from her so that I just wasn't thinking, I was making stuff up. So in, that was in October, November, and then in February of this year, I had two other children, my husband and I, and I just got this feeling that the four of us needed to do something different, kind of shake it up, do something spontaneous, which isn't normally like me to begin with, but it was a hard winter here in Ohio, and we just needed to do something. So I sat down, I put everybody's activities on my, what I call master calendar, so I know where everybody is, trying to look for some weekend that could possibly, be open for us to do something. And I didn't even mention this to my husband or my other children because I wasn't sure, if it would work out. So after looking at my calendar, the only weekend open was the last weekend in February, which also happened to be the 1st of March. Well, Shannon's birthday is actually March 1st itself. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I know we should do something. And it really wasn't about her. It was more about us truly needing to do something as the four of us. And it had been a long, year and a half with everything with Shannon. And so it was about that. So I sat down and, thought about what to do. And I thought about New York City. My husband's from Buffalo, but never has actually been there. And my other children weren't either. So I looked at a map, and in my peripheral vision, I saw in black bold letters, Hoboken. And I'm thinking, where did I remember Hoboken from? And here, the Carlos Bakery, the cake boss off of TV, that was Shannon's favorite show. And actually on her make-a-wish list was, she had written down him to possibly do something with him or go to see the bakery or have him make a cake for her. And I'm thinking, we'll fit that in. So it just seemed so right. And everything kind of fell into place so easily. And I brought it up to the rest of my family and it just all worked out. So we went to New York. We did all the New York things and had to take a taxi from New York City to New Jersey, Hoboken, New Jersey. And when we got there, they dropped us right off in front of Carlos Bakery. And we got out. And my husband called my name. And I looked over, and he said, look. And he was pointing across the street. And here, catty-cornered in Hoboken, New Jersey, from this Carlos Bakery, in big green letters, which I have to say green, lime green specifically, was Shannon's color. And we had her bracelets made up with green and her T-shirts that, we had as a group were green. So as I look over to where he was pointing, there's this little Irish pub with this big sign hanging in front of it. And in big green letters, as big as you could get, it was called The Shannon. And
wow. That's amazing. Amazing. She orchestrated the entire thing.
The
spirit does orchestrate all of
yes.
it, gives you the inspiration in the sign. So how did you feel at that time?
Well, the first thing, of course, I'm crying right now.
Sorry. it's okay.
The first thing that went through me was the feeling of, there, Mom, how much bigger can you get? And so I did indeed get my undeniable physical sign. And I couldn't have gotten it much bigger, more clearer than a bright green sign called The Shannon
mm-hmm.
in Hoboken, New Jersey, across from Carlos Bakery. So it really was specific.
Mm-hmm. And had you asked for a sign from her?
I did. Like I said, I was getting these little signs that I wasn't sure if I was just wishfully thinking. And I had started back after she passed away asking for an undeniable physical sign. And that was the words I actually used as I prayed to her and talked to her. And then that's what showed up.
Wow, undeniable physical sign. And here Shannon brings you to the Make-A-Wish, to the bakery. And there in bright lime green, of all greens, her favorite color, is the Shannon. And feeling that and knowing that, Mom, I'm with you. I'm with all of you. I'm still here in a different way. Was that pretty healing for all of you?
Very healing, very re-comforting, and then put it back into perspective that the other signs that we, were seeing were, in fact, true signs from her too, and that we weren't going to deny, those or brush those away, and just being aware of being attention, paying attention to the signs in our life and not mistaking them and accepting them for what they were, that she is with us all the time and she is right there. I mean, the other thing is her love was frogs. And after she passed away and we had our celebration of life, for 3 days and 3 nights in a row on our back garage window in October, which is cold here in Ohio, was this little green tree frog that showed up 3 nights in a row until I finally took a picture of it and said, you need to go now because it's cold. And then it finally went. So there's been, you know, other things that, you know, now we don't take for granted and we truly trust and are comforted by those signs, and we know for sure that they are her speaking to us and letting us know she is there every day with us, and she's not that far away, and we can truly just come out and talk to her when we want to.
Yes, this is amazing. She brought these frogs, her favorite thing.
Yeah.
And in the winter, a green frog. You know,
yeah.
I've seen those green frogs. I mean, my son has caught them in Florida, so I know.
Yeah.
They normally don't show up in the Midwest.
No, it was a little green tree frog, but that, you know, that was her thing. And, you know, having that color specifically, having those frogs and having them show up now, and these are things she liked as a child, you know, that were always her thing. So I know, you know, her life, you know, it was full destiny, and I was just part of her life. And I feel honored to be chosen to be part of her life. And that, but still being physical, she did leave behind, specific signs that we will be aware of and we know specifically that they're her.
Wow, that's amazing. And actually, I have one more sign to share of Shannon's, if it's okay with you.
Oh, yeah.
After giving your family the spiritual reading from her, there was one day I was working and typing, and in the middle of my sentence, the word Shannon B showed up. And I did not type that, and I opened up to receive saying, Shannon, is that you? And I could feel her through me saying, it's me, Shannon. I just want to speak to my mom tonight. I just want to talk with my mom tonight. Can you reach out to her?
Wow.
And
the significance of that, which you did not know, is that
share.
Happened to be
mm-hmm.
February 18th, which happened to be my birthday. And I woke up that morning hoping I was going to have a dream from Shannon, and I did not. So that morning I said, Shannon, I don't know what to do. I really want to talk to you. You know, could you please go to Stacy and tell her you want to talk to your mom because I want you to initiate it. I didn't even know if she could, but in fact, that night is when you called and told me that showed up, and the first thing you said to me was, Shannon said she wants to talk to her mom. Exactly what I said.
And she ran to wish you a happy birthday.
And she did, and you,
that's
you
right.
know, yes, yes.
Yes,
and,
beautiful, beautiful. So, yeah. She is so strong for you, and I'm hearing her say, Mom, I'm with you, I'm with you, see, I'm with you anytime. And so just thinking of her will bring her close, and the fact that you asked for a specific sign, as you mentioned, physical, and I think you mentioned something else, undeniable. And she brought those strong signs to your family to let you know that, hey, I'm still here. I'm still with you, loving you and guiding you here.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Janine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for letting me share mine. I'm glad I got through, and thank you for sharing. Let me share my story.
Yes, yes, and just sharing your story lets, you know, everyone know how possible this is and how healing this is as well.
Oh, yes. You just need to expect it and know that it's there, and it sure is.
Yes, and you can continue to ask for these signs from Shannon. And when Spirit comes through like this and brings these, you know, amazing physical signs, it can be around birthdays and holidays and birthdays, Mother's Day, you know, all sorts of times. But it also can be at times when you really want to hear from them. So beautiful, amazing. This is what is possible
yes.
to heal our hearts. So thank you so much for calling in, Janine.
Yes,
it's wonderful to hear from you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So that is an experiential sign, and I say that in terms of when we see these physical signs from our loved ones in spirit, it is for them to come through to let us know that they're still with us, they're around us, they're watching us, they're guiding us, they are loving us, and they want us to know so badly that they're with us that they will work so hard from behind the veil to bring through a sign like this. They will orchestrate it to happen so we can stay in loving communication with them and know without a doubt. I mean, Shannon bringing through that big, the Shannon sign over by the bakery, which was one of her make-a-wish things, and then the tree frogs, three of them coming within the wintertime, and in the lime green color that was her favorite color, as well as putting her name in an email on the day of her mother's birthday saying, I just want to talk to my mom tonight. And her mom waking up that day and saying, I just want to talk to you, Shannon. So these are the miracles that are possible in asking for signs from our loved ones. So you are listening to Gift of Spirit Radio, and we will be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. We have Sameet on the line. Welcome.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, thanks for being here. I actually know you, so I'm so happy that you got through on the lines to share your signs from spirit. So, share. I'd like to hear. Yes.
Well, a couple of years back, you know, when you think you and I met briefly, and you kind of sensed something, and you said that my grandfather kind of came through for me. This is a person I actually never even met, to be honest, because he passed away when he was about 45. And in the process, you know, I had gone on vacation, and, you know, I came home, and I remember I kept a bag of almonds in my pantry, and I went to grab some almonds, and they were all gone. And I thought, okay, well, something's strange. So I didn't think anything about it. Went to my basement to work out and found some almonds underneath some towels. And this is actually on a Sunday night. On a Monday night. So the, you know, finished working out, and I kind of went into the other room, and under another pile of small pile of towels, I found some more almonds. Now I started to get a little, you know, considering, okay, maybe somebody may be broke into my house or playing a joke on me. So I went into my office, and, you know, I looked, like, of all places in some old boxes, and I, you know, I should have no business looking, or just every place I looked in my room, I found almonds. And, you know, at this point, I said, all right, I'm just going to call, change my locks, you know, maybe somebody broke into my house or something. So the next day, this is on Monday night now, I came back downstairs to work out. And I found, Tuesday night, and I found an almond in my shoe. And I leave my shoes in my basement, and now that just about kind of put me through the roof.
So this is four times now? Four or five
this
times?
This is, yeah,
almond?
On,
okay.
On three days.
And you had been on vacation, and you had returned, right?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So on Wednesday morning, I gave you a call, and I'm not sure if, you know, you remember, but it was, I said, you know, I want to ask you a question. And you said, you know, I can sense your grandfather is here right next to me, and he wants. I said, yeah, can you, you know, and she goes, you know, he just wants me to ask you. He says, it's raining almonds, boy. He goes, and he's laughing. You're telling me he's laughing, and he's joking. And you know, that really put me on the ground, because I just didn't understand, like, okay, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, for me, it was a big belief. You know, I'm a science person. I believe in science. I look at facts, figures, everything, and the fact that you just knew about this, and you're telling him, he's saying it's raining almonds, and everywhere I turned, there's almonds. I was just floored.
And what is it about the almonds specifically? When he came through and said, "It's raining almonds, boy," and your response was, "You're kidding me."
Almonds signify, you know, health, prosperity, you know, healing. And, you know, my struggle was with health, diabetic, and he passed away at 45 from diabetes. And I think the biggest connection and sign, you know, probably known that I was diabetic all my life, and I didn't know it, but this was something that, you know, he kind of passed and left his family alone. And so for me, you know, to say, hey, it's a big sign that things are turning for me, was huge.
And I'm feeling, too, were you around the same age at the time of his passing as you were when you found the almonds?
43.
Okay.
43, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was bringing you, and what were you feeling
Not 45. 45.
So you were the same age?
Yeah, we were the same age.
As he was
45.
When he passed, when the almonds came?
Yes.
When he brought the sign?
Yes.
And I have a question. What were you feeling before your grandfather brought this around your own health?
I'm not sure I follow you.
You mentioned that you were diabetic and your grandfather died of diabetes at 45.
Yeah, and it never occurred to me. Like, you know, I already knew he, you know, this is my mom's dad. And like I said, I never met him. But, you know, just to have that feeling that, okay, somebody had already been there and was looking out for me in the sense, it was just... it was surreal. It was just something I never imagined.
And the almonds representing, you'd mentioned physical health?
Yeah, but, you know, usually almonds are used for, you know, almonds have a lot of nutritional value, and they do really, you know, raw almonds are very big in Indian culture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was almost like he was bringing through these almonds as a way to share with you that you are in health.
Yes, and that's honestly, that's when things started to, I had already started to feel better and things were a little bit better. And, you know, it was just telling me that I'm on the right path, on the right road to doing what I'm doing and, you know, looking after my family. Because the last thing I would want to do is leave my two kids behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would you say, so what was that for you? Like, what did you feel after you found out that it was your grandfather bringing you these signs, to letting you know
I wanted to
still
feel
with you?
Feel him. I wanted to be able to, you know, connect with him. And I think, you know, many times when you and I had conversations, he would come through all the time, and just from the words you say, and from, you know, things that he says, that I know you can't be making things up, you know. And I think subsequently I had you do a reading for my mom, and, you know, he came through for my mom as well.
Uh-huh.
And things like, you know, how he actually taught my mother how to sew at the age of, you know, before he passed away, and, you know, sewing machines, and, you know, you were kind of telling her, you see these things, or like he's telling you about these things, and, you know, how would you know that to me? How is that something that a person could possibly know?
Right, so coming from a science background,
yes,
it is, how is this possible? And it's, you know, it's possible in being in this, you know, higher, you know, consciousness, or this higher place of connection, where you can experience it. And in experiencing signs from spirit, there are reasons why they're coming through at this time. And reason being around you being around the same age as your grandfather and being diabetic, and him also, you know, passing at an age of 45 from diabetes, him bringing you these signs of almonds saying you're in good health. It's raining almonds, boy.
Yeah, it was definitely emotional.
And healing, yeah. Knowing that even though you didn't meet him, he's been with you.
Absolutely.
You know, behind the veil. He's been with you, loving you and guiding you here. So wonderful, wonderful. That's that is just amazing, knowing that this, you know, tangible physical sign that he brought you had so much meaning behind it as well.
Absolutely.
For your life.
It's making me emotional right now.
Oh, okay. Well, he's with you. I'm feeling him. I'm getting the chills, and I'm getting the goosebumps. So I am feeling him at this time, and so he's definitely around you right now, and just, you know, happy that that was recognized as his way of, you know, coming through and lovingly being here with you and guiding you and helping you along.
I honestly thank you, because if it wasn't for you and your intervention, you know, sometimes it's just good to know that you're doing things right, or things are up for the better.
Yes, yes. And we're not alone here on our spiritual journey. We have all of our departed with us, and they all are still loving us and guiding us here. And it's in that place of love where love doesn't die. It's in our hearts, and they are within us in our hearts. And so, you know, these physical signs are just so tremendously healing, and just, it just helps us here in the most amazing way. So thank you, Sumit, for calling through. It's so nice to hear from you. And, yes, just I wish you more and more beautiful experiences from your loved ones on the other side.
Well,
ask and it's given, right?
Yes.
You're listening to Gift of Spirit Radio, and we will be right back.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Radio. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, Stacy. This is Heather in Atlanta.
Heather! Oh, my goodness! Heather is a college friend of mine. Oh, I'm going to cry. Welcome, Heather. I'm so happy that you made it through.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm very, very glad I made it through because I've got a neat story to tell you.
So share. I'm very familiar with the story of Spirit Signs. So please, Heather, share with us.
Well, it started about 2.5 years ago. I was up in Pittsburgh visiting my in-laws, and at that time, one of my nieces was in high school, and her high school had a 2-day walkathon for cancer research, and so the kids walked continually in shifts for 48 hours to raise money for cancer. And they have local people, local booths, you know, giving away prizes, the children's hospital. And I happened to walk by a table, and I was with my daughter, and I saw all of these beautiful heart-shaped rocks just piled up. There must have been hundreds of them. And there were a few huge ones on the ground. And I said, oh, my gosh, they're beautiful. I've never seen this. Where did you get these? I thought that she bought them. And then I noticed a picture of a boy who was bending down in a stream, and she said, well, that's a picture of my son when he was about 4 years old, and ever since he was a small child, he would go walking, and whenever there was a stream, he would bend over, and he would find all of these heart-shaped rocks. So he began collecting them as a small boy, and years later, he amassed this large collection of heart-shaped stones, and he ended up getting sick and dying of leukemia when he was in college. And when she told me the story, I was just devastated. I'm holding onto hands with my young daughter, and I just started crying because I was thinking that my heart would be broken if any of my children died. And at the same time, I thought, what a wonderful gift that her son had by finding these rocks. Well, then she went on to tell me that after her son died, she now finds the rocks, and she never found a rock in her life until after he died. And so I was just overcome with emotion, and, you know, my daughter was young at the time and said, why are you crying, Mommy? And I explained the situation to her. And about 2 months later, we were hiking near a stream, and Juliet found heart-shaped rock. And so I was just, once again, overcome with all of this emotion and all of this gratitude for all of these things in our life that we can't see. And about a year after that, not this past Memorial weekend, but the year before, my nephew, who was 21 years old, or 22, died, and it was very unexpected. And as you can imagine, my heart was broken. My whole family's heart was broken, especially my sister. And I had a beach vacation that was planned with my in-laws for a year. I didn't want to go to the beach. I was so sad. The last thing I wanted to do was go have fun. So I would just walk up and down the beach, and at this point, I had never found anything that looked like a heart. And the second day I was there, I looked down, and I saw this perfect, beautiful, heart-shaped shell. And the rest of the time, every time I would go walking, I would find a lot of them, and so much where everyone was different. They were all different colors, all different kinds of shells, of rocks, of pumice stone. I mean, it was amazing. And I put this collection, there was probably over 50 that I found. I picked out the best I don't know, maybe 30 or 40, and I made this beautiful pin cushion box collage for my sister to give it to her because I felt that Nate was telling me that he's okay, and he was showing me his love by finding those rocks, by finding all those shells. And so I thought if I could do it to my sister, I would help heal her heart. And so ever since then, I've not only found shells, but rocks and leaves and everything. And you look up in the sky and you can see a heart, but you have to be willing to open up your heart to receive these gifts. And this was funny. This morning, Stacey, I was thinking about you. And I walked my son to the bus stop, and I had my dog with me. I lived in the same house for almost 10 years, and he stopped to sniff this bush that is literally six houses up from me. And I was just thinking about things. I wasn't paying attention. I looked down, and it's full of heart-shaped leaves. And I was overcome with emotion and just blessings. And I took a picture, and I'll send it to you so you can see what I saw this morning.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. So see how our loved ones in spirit and heaven connect the dots for us. He knew that you knew how possible it was to receive heart-shaped rocks or stones. And he got over there and he knew exactly what he was going to bring you for you and for his mother.
Yes.
For the healing. This is how amazing spirit can be. They are so, clever in the signs. I say to people, when you ask for the signs, this is how you receive the signs. You ask for the signs. And then you don't hold on to how these signs are going to show up for you. You let go, and you be in wonder, and you allow them to show up. And they will show up in the most amazing ways to help heal your heart.
It was such a gift, and every time I find something like that, it's a gift. But today I was specifically thinking about him, and I was thinking about you at that moment, and Fletch decided to stop it there.
So what did you feel?
What
was your experience when you received the signs from the beach?
Well, on the beach, I was so sad that every shell that I found that was heart-shaped, I felt a little bit less sad. And so by the end of the trip, I felt, oh, my gosh, thank you for that gift, Nathan. And that's why I gave them to my sister, because I wanted to help heal her heart. So by the end of that trip, the beach trip, all those shells really made me feel, I just know in my heart that he's okay and that he was sending those to me. Mm-hmm. And so now that when this morning when I saw it, I just started giggling because it's happened so many times. Now I know that it was Nathan, and I also think it was my dogs, Fletch, I'm sorry, my dog, Seven and Calvin, through Fletch, that made him stop so I could see that bush.
Oh, because Seven and Calvin are on the other side.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And
so, doggy heaven.
And now it just makes me just joyful and happy and thankful for everything. So it's just a wondrous feeling, and it's amazing. And if you can open yourself up to it, there's many gifts to be had.
Yes. It's just opening yourself up to receiving these signs and staying in wonder and hope and trust and curiosity and not attaching to the details of how these are going to come through, because you will be blown away just like you were in our first two callers were too, of the signs that can come through from our loved ones just letting us know. I'm with you. And Heather, I know too that a few days after Nathan's passing that you also received a sign in the sky from him.
Oh,
you want to share that real quickly? We have like 30 seconds.
It's the most amazing thing. This was before the beach trip. I was, crying, and it was thunderstorming, and I love thunderstorms, and it was about 9 o'clock at night, so it was almost dark, and the thunderstorm subsided, but there were still beautiful lightning streaks in the sky, and I looked up over the trees, and there was a double rainbow that night, and the sky was the most amazing bright pink purple, and if you Google Atlanta nighttime double rainbow, you will see it. I don't think it's ever happened before or since, and it was absolutely amazing, and my husband, who doesn't believe in anything like this, really, really, really believed it, and he felt me. And that's the only thing I can say. You know Eric. So that was the most amazing thing. And those pictures are just phenomenal. And that doesn't even begin to describe how beautiful that was.
And so spirit can bring us rainbows and heart clouds and things like
double rainbows at night.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. And they can help people that are skeptic actually experience it as well, like my husband or your husband. I mean, the people that don't really believe, and then they experience it. It's in the experience that you have the knowingness, and then you believe that all things are possible. So, Heather, thank you so much for sharing these beautiful signs from your nephew. And continue to stay open, because I have a feeling he'll be bringing you another one shortly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for everything, Stacy.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Gift of Spirit Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Gift of Spirit Radio. We have a new caller on the line, and I believe it's Gretchen. If it's the Gretchen that I know. Hello, Gretchen.
Hi, Stacey. How are
it
you?
It is Gretchen. Hi, Gretchen. Actually, Gretchen is Sophie's mom, and I did a reading for her and her family, and you can actually see this reading testimonial on my website, www.touching1mhearts.com/praise, and you can read about Sophie's story. Welcome, Gretchen.
Well, thank you, Stacy. It's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so happy that you are on the show. So, Sophie is a very strong spirit on the other side, and I'm going to let you share, Gretchen, the beautiful, amazing signs that Sophie has brought you and your family.
Okay, that would be great. We've had so many wonderful experiences with her working on us as a family, and I'm happy to share. I have to say, shortly after our family had met with you and had our reading, we just started asking Sophie to give us some signs, and we were just real open about, you know, looking for it and waiting and just wondering what might happen. And then you had connected with me and let me know that she had left you a button while you were gardening, and that we should keep looking and perhaps for buttons. And so we were kind of excited about that, and several weeks after I had talked with you And my husband, we've been renovating our great room, and my husband Scott was replacing this really old ceiling fan up in the ceiling. And keep in mind, I'm a decorator, so Sophie had always been around, fabrics and sewing and buttons. And so it meant something to us, too, if we were ever to receive a gift like that. But anyhow, Scott was up in the ceiling on the ladder taking the old fan down, and he had really all that was left up there was like a lip that held the old fan in place to the ceiling. So it was real close to the ceiling, and he was about to take it down, and when he reached into that lip, there was a button. And he was so was shocked to find this shiny button. You know, it was about the size of a nickel up there close to the ceiling, about an inch down. And he pulled it out, and we were just amazed and knew in our hearts that this was a sign from her, and it was really our first gift from her, that it just meant so much to know that she was working on us and wanting us to know she was okay. So we shared that with our family about this button and the ceiling fan, and then my nephew, Adam, who was Sophie's dear best friend, he was in line to go into the building for school and waiting, and he looked over, this was just soon after the first button, and he looked over, and in the mulch by the school, there was a white button, and he thought that was weird, and so he picked it up, and it actually had writing on it, and it said, "Sophie is cool."
Wow.
And he was so blown away by that. I know.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. So he brought that over to us, and we still have it in our home, and we cherish it because he felt like she just wanted him to know that, she's okay and that she's doing what she's supposed to be doing now. And so that was really awesome. And then shortly after that, after we went into the holidays, it was around Thanksgiving time, and we were up at my sister's place, and we were all in line to have supper, and we were doing a buffet line, and some had already sat down to the dinner table, and some were in line for dinner and to get their plates, and somebody took a random picture, my sister-in-law, on her cell phone. And later on, we started browsing through her pictures, and we come across this random shot of all of us preparing for dinner, and my husband is sitting there, and there's orbs in the picture. And
so orbs are, just so people know on the call here, orbs are white circles that represent spiritual energy. So it represents spirit around. There's been research done on them now, and they're perfectly shaped white circles. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
They show up in photographs and videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really cool. There were so many of them. But the several that were by my husband, we kind of pulled up closer and, we're kind of focusing in on them. And the one directly above my husband actually had letters written in the white circle. And it was an S and an O and a P. And, it's clear as day. You can see it. I know. And we were just shocked and amazed and, of course, knew it was her, felt it, and it even looked like her handwriting. So it was just an amazing documentation of, her being around us.
Yeah, so when you see those spiritual orbs, that is definitely documentation. I mean, it's the physical evidence that she's with you. And to have her, put the letters in the orb, it's amazing. I've never heard of anything like this. In fact, I'm going to put that photograph up on the website as well.
Oh, good.
So people can see it on the inspiration page. And that is just amazing, amazing how strong she is from the other side to let you know. And how did you feel, when you received these signs from her?
Well, just really, wonderful in our hearts, confirmation that she's sort of reaching out to us. And, these certain things that happen every day to us, really, we just feel like she's with us and, of course, we would love to have her here, but we feel like she's just in our lives still and reminding us, you know, I'm here, I'm, you know, I'm just, I'm close, you know, and I don't know, it makes you, you know, you're able to go on and find some joy in life still, and it just is a, you know, it's important to us. I guess I'd like to say that, you know, we, both my husband and I and our boys, we look for the signs every day in our lives, and we, you know, we thank God for Sophie, and we pray and ask for his love and light in our you know, he's helped us through these darkest days and allowed us to witness these signs.
Mm-hmm. These are gifts. You know, they're definitely spiritual gifts, these signs from spirit that we experience,
yeah.
Because we're experiencing heaven in an instant when we
yeah.
see these signs. And what comes with these signs is the healing of our grieving hearts.
Absolutely.
Letting us know that the love remains, the bond
right.
remains.
Oh,
they're
for
still
sure.
with us.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and she's
well,
still with
we'll
you, and she
looking.
Loves you
yeah.
bunches, I'm hearing her say.
Oh,
something she would
yeah.
say, I love you bunches.
She definitely. Mom. Yeah, we used to say that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, feeling her now. So
well,
she's thrilled that,
so much,
that you shared these signs. There's so many more signs that Sophie has brought. She's so strong over there. And just these are just some strong ones that just to let our listeners know how possible this is and how
right.
healing it is, and to just let go and be aware, be open to
yeah.
receive them. So thank you, Gretchen. Thank you so much for
absolutely.
Sharing Sophie's story.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I will put that orb photograph up on the website so our listeners
great.
Can see it. Okay. So have a wonderful
great.
Day. Thank you for calling
oh,
in.
You too, Stacey. Thank you for everything.
Love
okay.
with you. Bye bye.
Love to you. Bye bye.
Just to close here, the meaning behind these signs from spirit. The meaning is to let you know they're still with you. They are okay. They have transitioned to heaven in spirit. The love that you had with them has not died. They are still here in a different way, loving you and guiding you here. They're just a thought away. So just thinking of them in your heart will bring their love and spirit to you. Signs from spirit are a way to stay in loving communication with our loved ones in spirit in heaven, a way to wake us up to know our spirit does not die. We rise up and transition into the heavens. So it is in the wonder that the miraculous happens. So be in wonder and ask for these spiritual signs from your loved ones in heaven. And know it's experiential. You will feel a healing in your heart, in your soul. So I thank you for joining us today on the Gift of Spirit radio program. And I look forward to speaking with you again on more on spirit signs and the gift of spirit. Until next time, love where there is great love, there are always miracles. You can listen to this encore on healthylife.net. Thank you, and so long.